Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Despite making several changes to their winning lineup, Sri Lanka prevailed comfortably over South Africa in the dead rubber fifth ODI in Colombo. Tilakarani Dilshan fell narrowly short of a second consecutive century, although a half century for Lahiru Tilimani and Kumar Sangakkara. The South African attack was largely innocuous, while the batting was woeful, as they were all out for just 179 in their run chase. They'd been set an imposing 308 after Sri Lanka piled up 307 for 4 en route to a comprehensive 4-1 series win. The ICC Women's World 2020 qualifier will go into an unscheduled 10th day tomorrow after heavy showers in Dublin meant only 20 overs of the final between Pakistan and Sri Lanka were bowled before the third and fourth place playoff between Ireland and Netherlands was completely washed out by the persistent rain. Sri Lanka will require 113 runs to win tomorrow when the sides return on the reserve day. With the forecast showing similar conditions for tomorrow, tournament organisers will be sweating about getting the showpiece final completed. However, the big worry will be about the classification match scheduled to take place later on, with the final place at next year's tournament in Bangladesh still undecided. Cricket Australia have reached an out-of-court settlement with former coach Mickey Arthur, who left his position following the Champions Trophy earlier this year. He had begun legal proceedings against Cricket Australia, contesting the termination of his contract, and the two sides have now reached an agreement. He took over as Australia coach in November 2011, but following a 4-0 Test series defeat in India and a disappointing performance in the Champions Trophy, he parted company with the team. And finally, former Zimbabwe, Mashonaland Eagles and Worcestershire left-arm spinner Ray Price has announced his retirement from professional cricket at the age of 37. He played 140 times for his country across the three formats of the international game and will be best remembered as a fierce competitor who, in the words of current national captain Brendan Taylor, always played with his heart on his sleeve.